Morris, Hunter Biden insults addicts to deflect from corruption. By Emma Jo Morris on November 2, 2023. Hunter Biden published a column Thursday in which he dismissed scrutiny of his flagrant corruption as merely being about the fact that he is an addict. A public relations spin that insults millions of Americans struggling with the illness and millions more with a loved one who is. The First Son penned a column in USA Today claiming that attacks on him and the pressing disinformation about his father are not about the mountain of evidence pointing to them selling the American people to the highest bidder. No, attacks are about his addiction. The president's son wrote, framing the scrutiny of his business practices based on materials from his hard drive, which he left at a repair shop while addicted to crack, as scrutiny of the fact that he was addicted to crack. My struggles and my mistakes have been fodder for a violent sustained disinformation campaign against President Joe Biden, and an all-out annihilation of my reputation through high-pitched but fruitless congressional investigations and, more recently, criminal charges for possessing an unloaded gun for 11 days 5 years ago. Charges that appear to be the first ever of their kind brought in the history of Delaware. He continued, reducing the coverage of his corruption to stigma around addiction. What troubles me is the demonization of addiction, of human frailty, using me as its avatar and the devastating consequences it has for the millions struggling with addiction, desperate for a way out and being bombarded by the denigrating and near-constant coverage of me and my addiction on Fox News, more airtime than GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis, and in the New York Post, an average of 2 stories a day over the past year. He even goes on to suggest that not only is he under legal and political scrutiny because he is an addict, it's used here because being an addict is seen as a constant state of being, a label that doesn't go away when one is in recovery, not to suggest that Hunter is currently using, but that this scrutiny by partisan and craven factions will dissuade users across the country from getting clean. The weaponization of my addiction by partisan and craven factions represents a real threat to those desperate to get sober but are afraid of what may await them if they do, Hunter wrote. It is already a near impossible decision for addicts to get sober, and the avalanche of negativity and assault of my personal privacy may only make it harder for those considering it. However, what is actually craven is the Biden scion using the millions of Americans struggling with addiction as shields from legitimate scrutiny. And his shameless effort to exploit the sensitivity of the American people to the topic of addiction for a sinister PR effort. The First Son apparently still thinks the American people are naive. Just like he did when he was selling their interest to the Chinese Communist Party and Eastern European oligarchs. And that they will be duped by a sad screed a lot about nothing to do with what Hunter Biden has done and what he is being investigated for. Hunter Biden is under various investigations for using his father's political office to curry favor and secure payments from foreign governments, all of whom do not have aligned interests with the United States, and whether he implicated his father and compromised his decision-making in the process. This has nothing to do with him being an addict. But he knows that. And, ironically, as he wraps himself in the struggle of addiction, and wraps himself in the pain of millions across this country who grapple with it, he is the one demonizing addiction by attributing cashing in with the fucking spy chief of China as just the normal behavior of addicts. No, all addicts aren't like Hunter, just cool with casually betraying their fellow citizens. Criticism of Hunter for his behavior is not a criticism of addiction or recovery, and Hunter Biden is not an example of human frailty, as he describes himself. Hunter is only an example of an elitist with a cavalier attitude toward exploiting America for his personal benefit. He is exactly the opposite of a symbol of recovery, a process that begins and is sustained by finding God and personal responsibility. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at hmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.